WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The calendar is being a friend to taxpayers as the primary deadline for property tax payments arrives. January 31st is typically the last day to pay property taxes, but because it falls on a Sunday, the day for payment is extended to Monday, February 1st. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says it's extended for payment in person and by mail.
People need to be aware our mail is being sent to Houston before it's postmarked. So if you wait until that day, you've got to make sure you get it in before the last pickup at the post office. Mailing it from your house will not work.
Rowe suggests mailing it by this Friday to be safe. Other options include payment in person during normal business hours or using the secure night deposit in drive-through lane 1. Rowe says payments dropped off after hours this week or throughout the weekend will be credited as January payments. More information is online at BrazosTax.org. Bryan police are looking for a suspect in a credit card abuse case. Last month, several unauthorized transactions took place at 7 different locations, including the Walmart on Briarcrest and Target store in Bryan. Charges total approximately $360. Surveillance video of the suspect is online at WTAW.com. The wine industry in Texas is growing, and Texas A&M University is doing its part. The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service has hired 4 viticulture program specialists to help grape growers in Texas. Dr. Justin Shiner says each specialist is responsible for a different territory in the state.
They're going to be across the state, basically helping growers troubleshooting problems, helping with educational needs. So they're going to be kind of our eyes and ears. They'll be out and about, visiting with growers, helping with problems.
Dr. Shiner says Texas is the 5th leading wine-producing state in the nation, with 380 wineries and vineyard acreage that has more than doubled in the last decade. More information about the 4 viticulturalists is online at WTAW.com. If you're planning a spring break trip, consider El Salvador. Shelter the Homeless International Projects, or SHIP, provides educational opportunities to children in the orphanage and surrounding neighborhood where its facility is located. SHIP spokeswoman Ann Horton says there are several ways to help out.
Doesn't matter what your abilities are or you think your lack of abilities, we teach Bible school, we have Bible studies, and if you're not any good at that, you can go out and help us construct a home for a family in our neighborhood. And there are just a whole lot of opportunities.
Horton says SHIP recently began a program, Sponsorship, that allows you to select a child in the neighborhood or orphanage and provide financial support. Many participants have been able to travel to El Salvador and meet the child they support. Visit shipinternational.org for more information or plan to attend an informational meeting this Sunday at 2:30 at Central Baptist Church in Bryan. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 40 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Perfect feeling of comfort. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will be responsible for the sunshine, which we'll get to see today. Temperatures are going to be warming up to about 55 later this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, lows 30 to 35. Nice day tomorrow, sunshine and even milder than today. Highs will be anywhere from 60 to 65. Clear tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. And it's mostly sunny during the day on Friday. Highs are going to be 65 to near 70 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit as we preview the Aggies in Fayetteville, Arkansas for tonight's big game. A&M softball enters the top 25 at number 24. That and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
So, it's the political season.
Yeah, it is.
We're kind of getting into that whole vote for me thing. This is interesting as far as I'm concerned. Maine Governor Paul LePage says his state is too easy on drug crimes, suggesting it should bring back the guillotine.
Whoa!
Goodness. For serious offenders. The Republican, governor, known for his controversial statements, speaking on a local radio show on Tuesday about combating the drug epidemic in his state, he said on WMOV, the movers, I guess, in Maine, huh? We could have public executions and have, you know, we could even have, you know, whatever. A place which, it says here, guessing which hole it falls in.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Noggin Plinko.
I'm just
oh, I love it. I absolutely love that.
Anyway, we'll see. I'm guessing he probably won't be making the step up to the presidential level, but remember the name Paul LePage out there, boys and girls. It could be really different.
I like the Plinko idea, though.
I do.
I think that's fabulous.
I agree.
You can put it on The Price is Right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Too much?
No.
Info.
I mean, the fun starts when the blade falls, right?
Yippee!
Yeah.
Just don't attach my name to it. It's all yours, Kevin.
Oh, man.
Winner gets bacon.
Yeah, how's that? Maine bacon. I'm saying that there are possibilities there.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs. It's January the 27th. That's a Wednesday. It's day 27. There's 339 wonderful days left for us to make the most of it. And with that in mind, it's Crapper Day.
Oh, Thomas Crapper.
Thomas Crapper?
Thomas Crapper, who did not invent the modern flush toilet.
Says you.
No, he didn't.
He highly modified the...
He held a lot of related patents. One of them would be the floating ball cock, which is kind of still used, but in sometimes it's not,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, you know, now they use that other old cylinder thing. Anyhow.
Very technical here on the show this morning.
But I don't know if you've seen... I saw a commercial the other day... gosh, I don't remember. Maybe it was Kohler, who has a toilet now that you just pass your hand over the tank and it will flush. Which, again, you know, that's like power everything in a vehicle. That's just one more thing to go wrong.
That's true.
Because, I mean, at least...
And that's not something you want going wrong.
Well, it's not. And again, because, you know, if the toilet breaks, you pretty much can go to the hardware store and find what you need.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking whatever they got going on in there, you can't. And the plumber coming is going to charge you about $600 just to walk in the door.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, it sounds okay, but, you know, just don't worry about it. Anyways, punch the clock day. I don't know if that means punch the clock or if it means, you know, time.
Start
thing,
working.
Know, crank it, yeah. And it's chocolate cake day.
That's another one.
Chocolate cake gets a day.
Yes.
Just saying. All right, we got birthday.
Hannah Teeter, gold medal snowboard winner. Like a couple times, if I'm not mistaken, is 29. Rosamund Pike is 37 from Gone Girl. Patton Oswalt is 47.
What? Who?
Patton Oswalt.
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me?
Yeah, that one. That's Patton Oswalt.
King of Queens, Agent Shield, and obviously a comedian is 47 today. Mike Patton from Faith No More, 48. Tracy Lawrence, the country singer from Beaumont, Texas, is 48. Alan Cummings, 51, from The Good Wife.
And you know, go ahead.
He was also the voice in The Smurfs.
He's Scottish, you know.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, if you watch him on Masterpiece Theater that he's the host of now, he's out of character, and he's one of those guys who talks funny. Just letting you know.
Bridget Fonda is 52, granddaughter of Henry Fonda.
Yeah.
And Peter, daughter of, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Keith Olbermann, who's just lost his mind after he got off SportsCenter.
Good.
50. I mean, he went nuts.
That's fine. He got fired how many times?
A bunch, and his show got canceled this past summer.
Yeah, and so I hope he's happy, you know, working in Sheboygan or wherever.
He's 57. Yeah. Frank Miller, the writer behind Sid City and the 300s, 59. Meanie Rogers, the first Mrs. Tom Cruise. A lot of people forget about that. She's also in the Austin Powers movies, is 60. John Roberts, the Chief Justice, one of the Supremes, is 61. Drummer for Pink Floyd, Nick Mason, is at 72. And had he taken better care of himself, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart would have had a birthday today.
So he'd have been 260.
There you go.
Which would have made news in and of itself, sure. I guess.
And Donna Reed, too, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay. G.E. Smith, remember him? He's a former Saturday Night Live lead guitarist, that guy.
Wow.
And did we mention Chris Collingsworth?
No.
He's an NFL dude, and I think he's on NBC's
He's a Bengal.
Coverage. Yeah, he's 57 years old. There you go, 617.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Breitbart.com has reported on the full extent of the migrant sex attacks in Germany on New Year's Eve. The results should shock you. Cologne-style sex attacks by migrant gangs occurred in 12 out of Germany's 16 states on New Year's Eve, as revealed by German police. Now, although localized reports of attacks emerged almost immediately via social media, the full scale of these attacks is now only becoming clear, and it's having a devastating impact on German society. 1,049 men and women were attacked in Cologne, 200 in Hamburg, and the list goes on. Keep in mind, just last week, Senate Democrats blocked a bill that would have required stricter background checks on Iraqi and Syrian refugees entering the U.S. Isn't it time to put your security first?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
Paid for by Bonner & Partners, an independent research firm.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
I've posted a free video that details everything you need to know at DollarDisaster2.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDisaster2.com. That's DollarDisaster2.com.
This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for District 12. For some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a talking point. But for a rancher like me, who operates a hunting business, it's personal. That is why I'm the only candidate in the race that has been endorsed by both the NRA and the Texas State Rifle Association. We need a representative that will defend our rights, and that is why I hope you vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more, and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Are you looking to revamp your business's website this new year? Aggieland Website Design has the New Year's resolution for you. Sign up today and they'll help grow your brand and present a credible image to complement your online presence. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Boost your business with Aggieland Website Design's unlimited updates. Updates you don't have to manage yourself. Continue celebrating the new year with 10% off when you register at AggielandWebsiteDesign.com.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Apple's iPhone sales disappointed Wall Street, with sales growing at their slowest pace since the introduction of the device back in 2007. In supplementary material presented along with its quarterly results, Apple pointed to headwinds from the dollar and weakness in currencies in Brazil, China, and Russia as issues for the company that has drawn two-thirds of its revenue from overseas. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the state will assume vast control over Atlantic City's finances and decision-making, saying the Seaside Gambling Resort is incapable of getting its finances together after years of overspending. Christie, a Republican presidential candidate, was joined by the Democratic leader of the state Senate, who has already introduced a takeover bill, and the Republican mayor of Atlantic City, who reluctantly went along with the plan. Crude oil down $1 at $30.45 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning after stocks closed sharply higher yesterday. The Dow Industrial's up 282. That's Your Money Now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 622. New Jersey elementary school science class has a new pet after a lizard was discovered in a student's salad. After being refrigerated for a few days.
Well, it was eating the cricket.
But yeah, but see, this ends so well. I mean, if this had happened in a restaurant, somebody would have freaked out. Anyway, 3-inch lizard found in a bundle of greens last week by a kindergartner. The lizard had been cold and lifeless after being confined in the refrigerator for days, but since has been warmed up and lives in a cage in the classroom. The greens had been purchased from a natural food store, which got them from a distributor that brought them in from Florida. The store's produce manager said greens are cleaned and they're stocked, and that the lizard must have tucked away in a leaf someplace. They've named him Green Fruit Loop.
Of course, because it's kindergarten.
I mean, but think about that. I think that's pretty cool.
It's like the little green ones you see around here.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, rather than everybody getting all upset and them closing the school down, you know, them having a lockdown because there was a lizard in there, the lizard lockdown. Yeah, they do that.
The little guy gets lost and chilled for days, and now he's a prisoner.
Yeah, well, but he's a celeb, too.
I guess. So a celeb and a salad.
Very nice. 17-year-old girl physically and sexually attacked in Denmark will face charges for using pepper spray to fend off her assailant. The teen told police that she was attacked late at night by a man in dark clothing. She was able to save herself from further assault by using pepper spray on the attacker. But because it's illegal to possess pepper spray in Denmark, she now is likely going to be charged.
Wait a minute. You can buy marijuana on the streets, but you can't carry pepper spray?
It's Denmark, man. It's Denmark.
Really harsh as people's high.
Yeah. Many of the country's citizens have outraged and have offered to pay the teen's fine.
Oh, good.
Anyway, the world we live in. 624.
Handle every chore for less with a John Deere 3E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. John Deere 3E tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Right now, get a new four-wheel drive 3E compact utility tractor, loader, rotary cutter, and box blade with 0% financing and $2,200 off. Sioux Falls Prater. Quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends January 31st, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. If you've been on Facebook in the past week, you've probably been judged by a stick figure. And it's all because of a meme called Be Like Bill. It's a drawing of a stick figure in a hat along with some sanctimonious advice. I'll give you an example. Bill goes out for dinner. Bill doesn't take a picture of his food. Bill knows no one cares what he eats. Bill is smart. Be like Bill. At first, it's kind of cute. Be real honest. It's overwhelming now and annoying. It's expanded in the past week, though, because you can customize the, air quotes, advice with your own name, replacing Bill. The meme was created by a 23-year-old Italian man, and when you share one of the photos, it links back to spam content on his site. So, here's how to get rid of it. Next time you see someone post Be Like Bill, click the little arrow that's in the upper right-hand side of the post. Then select Hide All Blah Blah App, and boom, they're banished. Forever. You'll never see it again. So, be like Kevin. Block it. And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. Head on over to BoardwalkSpa.com. You can buy gift certificates there, see their list of tons of services, and even kind of peruse their gift shop a little bit. It's all, again, at BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Let's check some weather. It's 628. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 55 or so for a high temperature today. North winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine, though. Tonight, clear and near freezing, about 33. Then we're on a pretty good run after that. 63 for our high on Thursday. Friday, it's 67. Saturday and Sunday will be in the lower 70s, and there's sunshine all the way through there and lows each night. Gradually moving up until, actually, on Saturday night, the low is going to be 57. So very pleasant weather. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 9. Do have a chill factor at 33. Few clouds out there, and we're looking at 40 degrees right now.
When people start a new business, they tend to run into some common roadblocks along the journey. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
In order to be a successful entrepreneur, the conventional wisdom is you have to have a passion for your idea.
And what I've found, Mike, is that passion, as important as it is to getting a business off the ground, is also the very thing that can lead new founders astray.
John Bradbury, author of the book Six Secrets to Startup Success, says that passion and unbridled optimism can blind you to the reality that things can and do go wrong.
There's a school of thought out there I've seen that sees anything having to do with planning or thinking about what might go wrong in your startup as negative thinking. And I just believe that it's not an either-or proposition. You can bring great enthusiasm to what you do and also spend time thinking about what could go wrong to manage risk and, in fact, sleep better.
Fear of failure paralyzes a lot of entrepreneurs from moving forward with their new idea. But John says it's all in how you look at it, and he suggests that you
treat your startup as an experiment so that you try something, and it's okay if you fail, or in the sense that you don't get the response you expected, and you learn from it, and then you try again. Most of the great success stories were all products of experimentation. So they didn't wait too long to put something out there and see what the marketplace had to say.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, approaching 6:30. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Texas is putting its name on the map of wine country, that is.
We're currently sitting at approximately 380 wineries in the state, ranking number fifth.
Fifth, as in fifth leading wine-producing state in the country. Dr. Justin Shiner, AgriLife Extension viticulturalist, says they hired four specialists to aid the growth of the Texas wine industry.
The ultimate goal is to help, you know, current growers, those that are experienced, but we also have a number of new growers coming on board, and then we have a lot of people that are just interested in grapes, and so we want to be able to, you know, provide assistance and then, of course, education. To all different levels.
Dr. Shiner says the four viticulturalists will cover a specific territory of the state, the High Plains, the West Texas regions, the Texas Hill Country, Gulf Coast region, and North Texas region. Their names and backgrounds are online at WTAW.com. Taxpayers are getting an extra day to pay this year's property taxes.
The interesting thing is that it's extended for payment in person and also payment by mail.
Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says the typical deadline of January 31st, which falls on a Sunday, has been extended to Monday, February 1st. Rowe says payments by mail must have that February 1st or earlier postmark, and payments in person can be made throughout the weekend.
We do have a night deposit box in one of our drive-through lanes. It is exactly that. It's a night deposit box. That is for after-hours payments. So if people have their information, they want to drop their payment in that night deposit box that goes into a safe. It will be given, be credited as a January 31st payment.
Rose says Fridays and Mondays are the busiest, so if you decide to make a payment in person, allow yourself extra time. Go online to BrazosTax.org for more information. And a state Senate committee today holds a hearing in San Antonio on what legislative leaders say is the most important issue facing the state, the need for property tax reform.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tells me he will be pushing a cut in the rollback rate, which will take property tax hikes out of the control of local governments.
Jurisdictions increase their property taxes more than a certain percent. In my book, that would be 4 or 5%, that you as the homeowner or business property owner would have a right to vote on that.
Even if it's increased valuations that pushes your taxes up. Patrick says property taxes are going up at 3 times the rate of income increases, and that has to stop. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Surveillance video is online at WTAW.com of a suspect in a credit card abuse case. According to the Bryan Police Department, several unauthorized transactions totaling $360 took place at 7 different locations, including the Bryan Target store and the Walmart on Briarcrest. If you have any information or recognize the suspect, contact BPD or call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. Campus carry gun legislation won't take effect until next fall, but university chancellors visited the state capitol today to update lawmakers on their progress. This would have been yesterday. UT's Bill McRaven says the university presidents will make their suggestions by March with a review by the Board of Regents in May.
I fear that whatever rules are adopted on our campuses, whether by UT or the other systems, we think it is likely that those rules will be subjected to legal challenges through lawsuits filed by persons on one side or the other of the debate.
Many in the faculty of the state's three big university systems have suggested banning guns in classrooms and faculty offices. The final policy reports are due at the state capitol in September. When Shelter the Homeless International Projects, or SHIP, started in 2004, they had planned to build one new orphanage. But spokeswoman Ann Horton says after the orphanage was complete, they realized there was a whole neighborhood that still needed their support.
The kids in our neighborhood were going to public schools, and, you know, they just weren't being challenged, and schools were dangerous. And just for a number of reasons, we realized that they really needed to start going to something that was more challenging and something where they could learn in a safe environment.
Horton says they started Sponsorship, a program that allows individuals to select a child in the neighborhood and provide monthly financial support, which goes towards their education.
Education is, we think, one of the best ways to help a kid get ahead. So right now we are sending 29 children in our neighborhood to a private Christian school. Well, actually, three of them are going to university right now. So 26 in our neighborhood are attending private Christian school.
Horton says SHIP has several mission trips planned over the next few months to El Salvador to rebuild homes, lead Bible studies, and work with Bible school. If you're interested in going on a trip, there's an informational meeting this Sunday at 2:30 at Central Baptist Church in Bryan, or you can go online to shipinternational.org. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 40 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. We are very happy with the selections. You have a very friendly staff and very knowledgeable and courteous. The installers were great. You made it a great experience. We want everyone to know how much we love our new floors.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy is just what the Commissioner's Court needs. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, born and raised in Brazos County, graduate of Texas A&M University. As a 10-year business owner with years of volunteer service to the community, I have a great foundation to be a good commissioner. I am a conservative Republican because of my strong values of faith, family, and freedom. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Patrick Sevcek, Treasurer.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet. And with a new year comes new challenges. And I never back down from a challenge, especially when it comes to giving you a better value. So I'm resolved to make 2016 the year of better by putting you in a better car. Like the sporty yet fuel-efficient 2016 Malibu with a new sleek design and a turbo engine that screams power yet delivers an astonishing 37 miles per gallon. Discover for yourself why the 2016 Malibu was voted 2015's most dependable midsize car by J.D. Power. A better year starts in a better car. That's why all across Texas, people come to Tom Light Chevrolet. Ask for Bubba and I'll show you a better way to save. See for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is 64 pages of local articles reaching local homeowners. At Home includes everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2016 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising pricing, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 6:37, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or click on wiltons.com.
Partly to mostly sunny for today. Temperatures will reach about 55 degrees through the afternoon. It'll be clear, cool tonight. Lows are going to fall back to about 30 to 35. We have sun and milder weather in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures should be able to reach 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, 40 to 45. Sunshine and even milder during the day on Friday. It'll be 65 to near 70 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I never mentioned it to the team. You know, obviously, they know about it.
That's Coach Kennedy on the top five ranking. I guess they're keeping that kind of hush-hush on the practice court. We'll find out a little preview on the Aggies as they head to Fayetteville, Arkansas this evening. All the action, of course, for the basketball game starts here live on the radio at 5:30 on WTAW. More on that, more on the A&M softball team being ranked. They're bringing up the whole PEDs with Peyton Manning and more in sports in about 12 minutes.
You know, they call it Fayette-nom.
Yes, that's how I put it on the website yesterday.
Yeah. It's tough to win up there, and that comes back from, that goes all the way back to Nolan Richardson. They used to call that 40 minutes of hell when you'd play them because they're pretty good at home. Sometimes they're suckage when they're on the road, but when they're at home,
it's a brutal place to play football and basketball. It just is.
See how that works. We will not talk to Bill Flores today. We'll talk to him tomorrow. Won't talk to Jason Bayansky today. We'll talk to him tomorrow. Different reasons, but same thing. So we'll move them over there. So really, to start first, we probably ought to start in Texas. Because, I mean, this is a big deal that Dan Patrick is rolling out there. Because basically what he's saying is if your taxes go up too much, then you need to have a chance to vote on that. And it's a pretty scary situation for those taxing entities, I would think.
Yeah, it's a polar opposite of what's wrong with California. They don't have the ability to raise their property tax rates when they need to, which is why they're, you know, people have great land deals over there.
Yes.
And then come here and, oh, look at this. And, you know, we do have the ability to tax. It makes us able to balance our budget. But I mean, you spoke about it, I guess, at some point last year, sort of the south side of the historic district of College Station.
Right, right. It is.
Just south of campus.
And you know, it's an unfortunate situation. And for instance, when it comes to that, I used to own a piece of property over there behind the south side. It used to be called South Side. And, you know, you drive by there now and there's you know, four and fours. Except for on the corner, there's this one guy, and I really feel sorry for him because he's wanted to live there forever. I mean, he's two blocks from Kyle Field. He likes that, and I can't imagine what his taxes are. And used to be, and you can, of course, you can go up on the Brazos CAD website and look and see any property. You can go back, you know, roll it back 10 years and look at what the evaluation was back then. And as you know, there are two ways that they can raise your taxes. They can either raise the value of that parcel of land, or they can raise the tax rate. Well, the tax rate, politicians don't like that. Excuse me, elected officials don't like to do that. They don't like to raise the tax rate. So what happens is that parcel goes up. Either the land goes up, or the structure on it goes up, or both of them do, as far as an evaluation is concerned, and then they can keep the same tax rate, but because that valuation goes up, then it gets to be more expensive. So they've got this rollback rate thing, and this will be an interesting situation. Again, it's really going to impact the school districts a great deal.
A ton.
You know, and that's, I've said it before, one of the worst things is to have an escrow account. Because, you know, you just write a check, and you don't really look at what that is. And that's why school board elections are really important. Those boys and girls have a lot of money that they control. And, you know, okay, yeah, we all want good schools and we want kids to be educated and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you can go back to that argument. But, and you're right, that whole situation that California is in, part of it is because they don't have the flexibility to be able to do that. But this is really just part of what Dan Patrick wants to talk about. He says, we cannot have, in an interview with WFAA, he said, we cannot have local governments grow their budgets 6, 7, 8, 9% a year. People can't afford it. What I want to do is change the rollback rate. So you do that, and it's an interesting time to do that because I truly believe with gas, with oil as inexpensive as it is right now, that just changes everything. And if Glenn Hager was expecting $61 a barrel oil and we're not there, then that causes Texas to not have nearly as much money. And you can bet that counties and cities expect the state to be able to do some things there. And if they can't do that, then that's going to hurt. Plus the fact that there are a lot of people in the oil industry who are not working as much as they used to or not working at all. That's going to impact the economy. And that's why today's Economic Outlook conference the chamber's having may have some different words in it that we haven't heard before. And College Station is not that far removed from a time when they did have to tighten their belt after years and years of growth, and just now they're starting to rebuild and refund again some things that they didn't.
There were fairly steep austerity measures.
There were.
Hostility sounds a little better.
And as they try to build those things back now, we're not exactly sure that should happen. So we'll see. Last session, Patrick, the lieutenant governor, led a successful increase in the homestead exemption, which lowered property taxes, and lawmakers are forever prevented from any kind of a tax placed on the sale of property. So there are a couple of other revenue sources that other states have used that you can't use in Texas. So all of those things happening, Understand, if you want more from government, government's going to have to cost more. So how are you going to do that? So with him kind of sounding the, which is interesting, he's kind of sounding the way that a governor sounds, at least when Rick Perry was the governor, because he'd tell you right up front, all right, we're going to do this, 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 and this, and I'm not going to do this, 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 and this. So he gave them their marching orders before they ever came to Austin for the session. Lieutenant Governor kind of supplanting him and taking that course right now. But again, different personalities, and that's why he's doing that. But the offshoot of that, yeah, great lower taxes, but understand, listen to me. but you have to understand that if you're going to grow the services that your government provides for you or your school district provides for you, it's going to cost you more money. So, I like the idea of being able to have the choice, I guess. I mean, to be able to vote on that. So we'll see what happens. Donald Trump is not going to do the Fox thing. He's not going to be in the debate.
Yeah. I was going to say, so he says, but based off of what he says he's going to do instead, I think he'll probably follow through.
Go ahead.
He's doing a fundraiser for vets.
Ah, okay.
He doesn't benefit from going to this debate.
No, he doesn't. No, and that's exactly right, because seldom does the leader want to be in a debate.
No.
There's not any good thing that can happen from that.
Bernie Sanders not wanting to do an additional debate.
Yeah, the Democrats the Democrats have decided, and that is kind of interesting, because I think the low number of debates was a plan for Hillary, the fewer hours that she had to spend in front of people actually answering questions.
Now she wants one more, and Sanders says, I'm good.
Yeah. So Trump says that he's not going to be part of the Fox thing. Now, for that, Ted Cruz has challenged Trump to a one-on-one debate. He was on Mark Levin's radio show yesterday, and he said, give the Republican primary voters the right to see a fair and policy-focused debate, not simply insults. If he thinks Megyn Kelly is so scary, what does he exactly think he's going to do with Vladimir Putin?
Trump would scale a Mexican border wall to get away from that debate.
Yeah, he would. In the meantime, he ran into some protesters yesterday. This is how Donald Trump handled protesters in Iowa yesterday.
We're all in the same boat. We want to have strong military. We want to take care of our vets. What the hell are they doing? You know, we all want the same thing, probably, unless they're just troublemakers, which they are. Get the hell out of here.
I mean,
that wins him votes.
It does.
Absolutely does.
For him to say, get the hell out of here. we have never had anybody do anything like that.
No, but how many times have even we talked about the fact we'd love for somebody to be plain spoken? Because that's what you'd say if you were standing there.
Exactly.
Sit down. Exactly. Sit down.
Yeah. See? So he's ramped it up to get the hell out of here, which is pretty cool. So we'll see. Tony Perkins said yesterday he's endorsing Ted Cruz. This is after Jerry Falwell Jr. endorsed Trump. So you got that going on. Presidential candidates may need to gear their efforts toward older voters as fewer than half of millennials in either party plan to make the effort to vote in the primaries. New USA Today millennial poll. How did they get the millennials to answer the question on the poll?
Great question.
Anyway, it's from Ipsos. Found only 33% of millennials are likely to vote in the Republican primary. Only 42% say they'll take part in the Democrat primaries. Only 60% say they are likely to vote in November. About 63% report having voted before.
Well, I've done it once in my life. Why should I do it again?
Most often they voted in the 2012
election. Just use last year's answer.
Exactly. What do you mean I can't vote for Obama again? I knew how to do that. Now you're going to make me learn about somebody else? I don't want to do it.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you see it on the internet, it has to be true. Well, a quick glance through your spam filter will clear that up quickly. But it's still amazing what people are willing to say and even believe. Sometimes it's for greed, and sometimes it's from ignorance. All you can say is, oh my, what must you have been thinking? I'll be back to set the horticultural facts straight right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. My spam filter and I received a news release not too long ago. It encouraged us not to kill mistletoe, to leave it alone in our trees. The release continued with this little gem of a line. Trees infested with mistletoe die early because of the parasitic growth, producing dead trees useful to nesting birds and mammals. Oh, my goodness. While I'm a bird and mammal lover, I'm first and foremost a horticulturist. I don't want dead trees all around my landscape. I have a reputation for encouraging people not to commit crepe murder, not to top their crepe myrtles. What are they thinking? Why are they doing that? And topping does not increase the flower count. It doesn't make them bloom better. It ruins their form. If you have a crepe myrtle that's too tall, take it out or move it to a location where it has more room. There are plenty of smaller varieties available to you. I hear a lot of people say ornamental grasses are beautiful in the winter, all those dried leaves blowing in the wind. Well, that one's completely subjective. I lean toward seeing brown grasses as dead-looking fire hazards and rodent refuges. I love ornamental grasses in moderation, but we have gone way too far. They are not good long-term replacements for low shrubs and ground covers. They're much better as accents within perennial beds or used to complement annuals. As for their seeds attracting many species of wild birds, that's undoubtedly true, but the birds don't eat all the seeds, and the grasses like inland sea oats and maiden grass self-sow themselves freely throughout your landscape. They become weeds. And when we get back into dry times, anytime that happens, it's sure to bring on foundation problems. Those in turn lead to suggestions that trees and shrubs near houses have to go. That concerns me. While I'm certainly not a structural engineer, it seems to me that our foundation problems stem more back to the expansive, contractive behavior of many of our clay soils in Texas. Even houses with no landscaping struggle when soil moisture levels change dramatically. It's only my opinion, but I believe that many trees and most shrubs are innocent bystanders, not the major source of the problem. So I think I would talk to a skilled arborist. You can talk to a structural engineer too, but get an arborist out there on hand. And finally, the most unbelievable things I see come from the soil amendments. We do not require companies to prove their claims on soil amendments. You can claim anything. Be very doubtful. Be very careful. I'm Neil Sperry. Be sure the plant fits its surroundings in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Riding one of the country's longest winning streaks, the number 5 Texas A&M men's basketball team look for the 11th consecutive victory tonight at Bud Walton Arena in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where the Aggies face the Razorbacks. The Aggs are ranked higher than ever at number 5, and Coach Billy Kennedy says he and the guys haven't really even talked about that.
I never mentioned it to the team. You know, obviously they know about it, but it can be like a bad dream at night. It could be here one night and gone the next. So, I mean, it's we're playing to get better, and hopefully we're not – I don't think we're caught up in that right now.
The Aggs are 17-2 overall and 7-0 in the SEC with 2 full games in hand over the entire league. Pregame at 5:30 and the tip-off is at 6 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M softball enters the 2016 campaign ranked number 24 in the preseason ESPN.com USA Softball Collegiate Top 25 poll. Texas A&M softball Will Williams received a conference honor yesterday as he was selected as the men's SEC Field Athlete of the Week. Williams produced a 25-foot, 9.25-inch jump on his first long jump in an Aggie uniform this past Saturday at the Aggie Quadrangle. The 10th-ranked Texas A&M women's tennis team heads to Waco today for a battle with a former Big 12 foe and 14th-ranked Baylor. First serve of the top 15 showdown is slated for 5 o'clock this evening at the Hawkins Indoor Tennis Center. In NCAA hoops, Buddy Hield scored 30 points to help number 1 Oklahoma knock off Texas Tech 91-67. And Texas cruised to a 71-54 win over TCU. The NFL said it is conducting a comprehensive review of allegations that Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning had human growth hormone delivered to his house. The probe isn't expected to be complete before Denver faces Carolina in the Super Bowl February the 7th. Following the AFC Championship game, Manning alluded to coach Bill Belichick that this may be his last season, making the inquiry moot if not finished before the Super Bowl.
Hey, this might be my last rodeo, so it sure has been a pleasure.
On now to the hardwood, where the big German stole another one for the Mavs.
Circling to his right, Dirk trying to get it off the right of the lane, ran right there on him. 7, 6, 5, checks the clock. 4, ripping through, right baseline, fadeaway, good! With 2.1 seconds left, he did it again.
Dirk Nowitzki hit the tie-breaking jumper with 2.1 seconds to play as the Mavs hung on for a 92-90 win over the Los Angeles Lakers. Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle said Dirk is definitely the go-to guy in that situation.
Got to put the ball in his hands, you know. It was a great shot. It was extremely well-timed. And I noticed after he hit it, he went and gave Kobe a little tap. And, hey, you know. Looking at one of the all-time greats and one of the all-time great clutch players, you know, doing what he does. And just amazing that he keeps doing it the way he does it.
And off-the-field problems for current and former football players. Missouri quarterback Matty Mauk has been suspended indefinitely while the university investigates a video that allegedly shows Mauk snorting what looks to be cocaine. It is Mauk's third suspension in the last 4 months. He was suspended in September for an undisclosed violation of team policy and again in November for unspecified disciplinary reasons. And here's Roger Amrick on Vince Young's recent woes.
University of Texas's former NFL and Longhorns quarterback Vince Young will keep his job after his drunken driving arrest. The 32-year-old Young led Texas to the national championship 11 years ago and was hired by Texas to promote diversity and community engagement. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Start the new year off right. For a limited time, when you get your oil changed at any location of American Lube Centers, receive a free, yes, I said free, bronze car wash at our Tower Point location. This special offer won't last long, so make a New Year's resolution. Let American Lube Centers help you take care of your vehicles. Free bronze car wash with every oil change. Fast, friendly service. That's what we do.
Remember that Suddenlink can show you exactly how slow your internet connection is right now. I mean, you know it's not fast enough. You want to go to high-speed internet from Suddenlink, you can do it. Here's what you do. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com. Do that today and just check it out. And you can find out exactly how slow your internet is and how much faster it can be. You know, there's no reason for you to continue with phone companies or other folks who give you a slower internet connection when you can switch to Suddenlink and get really great deals. If you'll call right now and make the switch, you can get SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69. Again, that's SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for $69. Call them at 877-694-9474, or you can go to suddenlink.com and get more information. And as always, with Suddenlink, you know, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee that ensures that you'll be a satisfied customer. So again, the number to call is 877-694-9474, or visit suddenlink.com. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. It's going to be pretty nice. Now, today, about 56 for a high temperature. Plenty of sun out there. Winds out of the north at 5 to 15. A little chilly tonight, down around freezing, but we'll have a gradually warming temperature. 63 on Thursday, near 70 on Friday, and we'll be over 70 on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it's 39 outside. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.